I'm more than willing to wait and just press on with good deliberation and good dialogue.
That is what Representative LeVar Christensen says that he will do now that his three most controversial bills this session are now off the table.
I just didn't want it to be rushed and felt like it's too important, too sensitive. I really enjoy and benefit from meeting with people.
Brandy Balkin, Executive Director of Equality Utah, is just one of several people the Draper lawmaker met with several times since announcing his contentious pieces of legislation.
I think that he made a good decision. These are serious policy matters. They do deserve a lot of thoughtful consideration, and time needs to be invested in exploring what the consequences could be of the passage of these bills.
Christensen won't explain why he decided to hold off running his bills, except to say the timing was not right. However, when asked if the decision had anything to do with meetings with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the representative wouldn't answer the question. KCPW contacted church spokesperson Scott Trotter, who said the church meets with several lawmakers throughout the session, including Christensen. The church supported a Salt Lake City ordinance to protect gay and transgender residents from discrimination in employment and housing. The lawmaker says just because his bills are off the books this year doesn't mean they won't make an appearance again in 2012.
I'm just going to continue to listen and to study, and we'll make that determination from one session to the next. But the issues are not going away. They're very relevant and pertinent to what we're experiencing today in our society and in our culture.
Equality Utah, meanwhile, says they'll continue to rally for equal rights throughout the rest of the session. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.